Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter number 4. I just want to read one verse there. The Bible said, "And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. Is not quickly broken." Amen. I just was praying. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. I'm going to try to be as brief as I can here. Amen. I was just praying, and I felt the Lord just deal with me about the number three. The number three. And I thought, you know, we could take a rope tonight, and you have a single strand of rope, and it's not very strong. But if you take them three strands and you intertwine them, amen, it adds a lot of strength, amen, to that rope.
Yes.
I thought a threefold cord, amen, a threefold means having three parts or members, tripled, being three times as great or as many. I thought the number three is used many times in the Bible.
Yes.
In John chapter 21, now I'm trying not to kill this, but let me get through this just a little bit, and I'll try to exhort to you, preach to you a little bit, Lord willing, and then we'll move on.
Come on.
Amen. But I thought in John 21, Jesus, amen, the Bible said, shoot himself, amen, for the third time, amen, since his resurrection. Amen. And he asked Simon Peter, who had went fishing, "Simon, lovest thou me more than these?"
Yeah.
And Simon answered, "Thou knowest I love thee." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." The yeah. second time he asked him, "Amen, lovest thou me more than these?" You know the story? Amen. Peter said, "Lord, thou knowest I love thee." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Verse 17, Jesus asked him the third time, "Simon, lovest me more than these?" Peter answered the third time, "Thou knowest I love thee." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." You see, amen, if you read, amen, the next verse, amen, you will see it's not only did Jesus rebuke Peter, amen, for going back to his old ways, amen, but he also, amen, instills some instruction into him. Amen, listen, amen, Peter, amen, it went back to the fishing. Amen, when I'm not saying there's anything wrong with fishing, I love to fish. Amen. So don't misunderstand me. Amen. But God had called Peter to do a work. And Peter, amen, went back to that old lifestyle that he was in. Listen, amen. And the Lord was trying to let Peter know, amen, that your personal life is not more important, amen, than what I have in store for thee. Amen. And Jesus was telling Peter here, if you really love me, Peter, you're going to have to feed my lambs. You're going to have to give them the word of God. And on the third day, amen, I thought I'm going to just drop a bunch of things with the three in it, okay? Amen. But I thought on the third day, amen, God let the land appear, and it brought forth grass, fruit trees, and herb yielding seed. In Genesis 3, amen, we see the fall of man. But I like in Genesis 3, we also see the prophecy of the promise of Christ is coming. In Exodus 3 and verse 3, we see Moses turn aside and come to the burning bush, and God deals with him about leading God's people out of bondage. In Joshua 3, amen, God divided Jordan, amen, and the Israelites passed across on dry ground. In Ruth chapter 3, amen, Ruth makes her way to Boaz. In 1 Kings chapter number 3, Solomon asked for understanding instead of riches of the world. In 2 Chronicles 3, Solomon begins to build the temple. In Nehemiah 3, they started building the wall. In Psalms chapter 3 and verse 3, David said his Absalom, amen, was to kill him. But this is what David said, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, and the glory of Isaiah, the lifter up of mine head. And Isaiah 6:3 lets us know in the year that King Uzziah died that he saw him high and lifted up. And when he began to watch them, amen, he saw those seraphims as they cried around that throne. And guess what they did? They cried three times, "Holy, holy, holy." I'm telling you, there's power in three, in the number three. Help me, Lord, tonight just for a little bit. In Joel 3, we see the blessing coming for the church. In Zechariah 3, we see the branch of God is promised to the church. In Mark 3, Jesus heals the withered hand. In Acts 3, a lame man is cured. In 1 John 3, tells of the love of God towards us. In Revelation 3, amen, the Bible said, if we have ears, let us hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And I believe that God is wanting us to understand that there is power in the number three. Amen. Daniel opened his window, amen, and prayed three times a day. Noah had three sons, amen, and he let the dove out the window three times. Amen. Paul was shipwrecked thrice. Amen. And there were three Hebrew boys that stood against King Nebuchadnezzar and his image. Three times, amen, did Elijah have them pour four barrels of water over top of the sacrifice. Three times, amen, did Elisha stretch across, amen, the Shunammite woman's son after he had died. You see, the reference number three, it represents things in the Bible. It represents Trinity, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, brother, if there ever was a three-pole cord, that's it. It cannot be broken. I'm telling you, it's the greatest, amen, of all. Amen, it's that three-pole cord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. Oh, help me tonight, Lord. Oh, yes, it does. It represents. And when Jesus was baptized in Matthew and Luke, guess what chapter? I know. Chapter number 3. Amen. The Holy Ghost descended, amen, as a bodily shape, as a dove, and it set upon Jesus. And the voice of God spake from heaven, amen, that it was his Son in whom he was well pleased. Hallelujah. All three parts you can see there of the Trinity at once. I thought when the upper room happened, they came blazing out. Amen. But Peter stood up, amen, and he began to preach. Amen. He said, I mean, they were coming out to the town. I'm trying to hurry. It's all right. I won't be too much longer. I'll try. Amen. But I thought as they come out from the town, staggered, amen, they come out of that upper room, staggered all around, amen, like drunken men. Amen. But I thought, amen, some of the naysayers from the town, amen, began to accuse them that they were drunken. But Peter stood up amongst the 11, and he said, these men are not drunken as ye suppose. It's just a third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Amen. Only in the last days, saith God, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I ain't got time to get into all this tonight. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, just like, amen, in Acts 3, it was poured out in this place Friday night, and some received the, amen, the third person of the Godhead. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Let me move on.
Glory, glory, glory.
It represents, amen, something. It represents, number two, it represents completion.
Yes, the Lord.
Amen. Peter denied the Lord thrice. Jesus was hung between two malefactors. And so we see the picture of the three crosses painted. Right. Amen. But it was dark for 3 hours. Amen. From the sixth hour to the ninth. And then on the ninth hour, which is guess what time? 3 p.m. Oh, hallelujah. I feel a little bit better about this than I did. Amen. It was 3 p.m. and Jesus said something. He said, it is finished. Completion. Amen. Sin was conquered. Oh, let me move through this quickly. Number 3, it also means something else. It means resurrection. You see, Jesus did die for our sin. He did ascend it to the depths of hell. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave out of the devil's hand. Amen. And I thank God that wasn't the end of it. But Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took that limp body down off that cross. But just like he said, and just like Elisha, when he stretched across that young lad and he put his head to his head, his lips to his lips. Amen. On that third time when he stretched out a crossed him, just like on the third day, amen, when Jesus, amen, was in the heart of the earth, amen, just like when Jonah, amen, Jesus said it, amen, Jonah, amen, he was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, and so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. But I want to tell you, that ain't the end of the story, brother. On the third day, amen, resurrection took place. I feel like today you may feel dead where you're at, but I feel like, amen, God's come by and he's, amen, completed some things. But I also feel like if you're dead, God's wanting to raise you back up again. God's wanting to put the joy in your heart, amen, to stay.
Yes, God.
Oh my, stand with me across this house. I'm gonna try to quit. I said I was gonna keep it short. I'm gonna have to quit, or I'm not going to. Jesus. I love the Lord.
Come on.
It's easy to preach when you feel the, amen, freedom, and you feel liberty. Amen. You feel like, amen, God's touching your soul, anointing you with that Holy Ghost.
Come on.
I want to tell you one story, if I can. Honey, amen, would you get me a song? Amen. Somebody would care to play for her. Amen. I thought years ago, somebody probably heard this story, pretty popular story. I've heard quite a few preachers tell it. I may not get every detail right. I thought years ago, there was a woman, a little colored woman, amen, and she had, amen, some sons, and every one of them sons had died. And I thought she had come back to church every time one of them would die. She would make her way back, and God would help her begin to touch her heart. And I thought, but when her last son died, amen, they said the next service after the funeral, here she came. And she sat down in the midst of the congregation. And they said, as the songs began to get sung, amen, and the preacher began to preach, amen, they said, they looked back there, and to their surprise, that sister stood up and she began to shout as the Holy Ghost moved on her. And they said after the service, as some of them men began to ask her, said, sister, said, I got to know, said, after all you've been through, said, how is it, amen, that you always come back and that you are shouting in a time like this? And I thought that little sister, she told him, she said, you see, she said, I always looked at it like this. She said, I figured if God let Jesus be killed, it took him 3 days to raise him back up. And she said, I always give the Lord 3 days. And she said, he has never failed, amen, to lift me back up, amen, about what I'm going through. And my friend, I feel like telling somebody in this place, Amen. God's wanting to lift you up above that thing that's been troubling your mind and it's been keeping you from God. And I feel like telling you, amen, listen to me. You may be here and you may feel like you're down and out, but I can tell you that God can resurrect you from the dead. And God can give you back your life. How do you know, Brother David? Well, let me tell you. Amen. About probably the most influential scripture, amen, to some of us. Amen. Can I tell you John 3:16? Amen. Another, amen, number three. All right. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This is how I'm going to end right here. Amen. He gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost again right there.
Oh, whoa.
Hallelujah. I'll preach this a lot. Not this message. This is the first time I ever preached this, but I preached about the night time a lot over my time out evangelizing. I feel like saying this right here this evening. Amen. And I'm going to quit. Amen. John 3:16 was written in the nighttime. Whew. One of the most darkest times. I'm telling you, we're living in a dark hour right now.
Come on.
Amen. But I'm telling you, God has a scripture for you in this dark time.
Oh, Lord.
And I want to tell somebody again, for God so loved the world. Amen. For God so loved David Bradley. For God so loved Brother Tommy Romans. Amen. For God so loved Darla Bradley. I want you to put your name in there. Because God loved you so much.
Yes, yes.
That he gave his only begotten son. And I'm telling you, all you've got to do is believe that in your heart tonight. And I promise you that you can leave here with eternal life in your soul. Hallelujah. I feel like just stopping right there. I preach my best to you. I love you. Amen. Tonight, I want to thank you. Amen. For being patient with us. Amen. Coming to the house and being faithful as you've been. And I'll tell you, it's kind of funny right here. I thank God that in one sense, one, that you're like Ahab. You didn't let the rain stop you not. Right. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody else tonight. Amen. There's some other things stopping you. Amen. It's trying to hinder you. But God loves you. God loves you. And that's a simple message, but I'm telling you, God is love. Amen. And God loved you. And that's why he sent his son. And that's why his son left the splendors of glory. And he came down to this earth as a mortal man. Amen. And he died upon a rugged cross for your sin. And my friend, all you've got to do is believe it in your heart tonight. And I promise you, if you have enough faith to believe it, that seed's going to take root.
Yes, God.
And you're going to start out in this way. I love you tonight. Amen. Would you lift your hands right here? And I'm done. I want the church that will. Amen. If you feel like praying where you're at. Amen. If you can pray where you're at. Amen. If you want to kneel where you're at. I just feel like making another altar call. I know it's different. Amen. I'm not trying to wear you out. Let's just thank, if nothing else, let's just thank the Lord for this meeting. Let's thank him for how it's moving and what he's done.
Lift me up above the shadows. Put my feet on higher ground. Lift me up above the clouds where the pure sunshine is found. Lift me up above my weakness. Lift me up into thy strength. Lift me up above the shadows till I stand with thee at length. Lift me up above the shadows. Lift me up and let me stand on the mountaintop. Lift me up above the shadows, for the storm is raging high. Lift me up, my blessed Savior, let me to thy bosom fall. There no evil thing can touch me. Shining side, lift me up above the shadows, let me evermore abide. Oh, lift me up above the shadows, lift me up and let me stand on the mountaintop of glory. through.